she did a woman laying on her side, and it looked like her hips and her shoulder created like mountains. And it looked like the trees were a blanket that she was pulling up over her. This particular one with the cloud hair was like a rainstorm. So her hair was this beautiful, kind of like this heavenly, angelic hair, like just almost like cotton candy. It was it looked like a cloud. And then she had tears going down her cheeks to kind of simulate the rain. It looked like a rainstorm or a afternoon rain. I guess there was no thunder lightning in it. It's a really soft picture, but it's just beautiful.
This art piece was done by Paige Fain. She's a 2017 graduating senior from Carmel High School. Like most of her work, this artwork means a lot to Paige.
And I remember that, like, when I was little and it would rain, my mom would tell me that the rain was just like God crying and like it would be over soon. And so that's what I titled it. It just meant a lot to me because like it brought in my mom, and then also like it just had like a background behind it, and it was my first chalk pastel piece ever, and it really made me really appreciate the medium, and I use it a lot now. So
art has always been in her life since she was young, and her passion has grown since her mom introduced it to her.
I have been doing art forever. My mom does art, so when I was growing up, she would have me do art with her. So we would just like color and paint and stuff together. So basically always. I just through like growing up, like coloring whatever she would teach me, like how to like in coloring books for like Pete's sake, like she would teach me like how to shade like the face and like do all of this. And I loved it.
Her love for her art holds a deep importance to her, but it's difficult for Paige to describe how working on her art makes her feel.
I just have like a huge love for it. It makes me feel really happy, and it just makes me feel like a lot of emotions. I guess there's not really like a word to describe how it makes me feel, but it makes me feel a lot.
This passion for art has helped her in many ways and has become an outlet for Paige.
It's like a way for me to express things through other ways than like talking about them. But it's also a way for me to escape, because I think when I do art, but it's a different kind of thinking. I'm not really like conscious or like aware of what my thoughts are. So it's super relaxing. It's a super good outlet for me to just like, because I think a lot. I think a lot. And so it's a good way for me to represent those ideas in a way that I really enjoy.
As an artist, there are many mediums to use and styles of art to experiment with. Paige mainly uses chalk pastel, ink, watercolor paint, color pencil, and graphite. Her style is quite unique to how she wants her art to look.
I like a lot of styles, but I think for me, I am mainly interested in realism, hyper-realism, but it's like when it basically like looks like a photograph, almost not to that extent, but close to that. And then just like a little bit of surrealism, which is kind of just like art that is what you see, but it's just like a little bit distorted. I think that's interesting.
She has been in many art classes since her freshman year of high school. She took AP Art Studio as well as an independent study. Paige has really focused every detail on her collection of her artwork since the beginning.
I like nature. I like doing not really like, I mean, sometimes landscapes if it's like really nice, if it's like mountainous or something like that. But my main like subject matter is definitely portraits. I really love dissecting how people look.
Paige's passion with her art impacts the people around her, especially her mother.
It makes me feel proud. That probably shouldn't be the, I don't know if that's the first feeling, but that's the first one that came to mind. I'm just so proud of her. It makes me happy. When you look at her pictures, it just makes me happy. So proud and happy.
Paige has also expressed to her friends her passion.
Yeah, she like is always talking about art, and like this is why like I really like being friends with Paige, because I feel like we both really have a passion for art, and like anytime we're hanging out, it's like we both see the world in sort of a similar way. We'll be driving and she'll see trees and like she'll be like, oh my gosh, like I wonder how like we could paint those, and like that would make a beautiful composition. And so yeah, she talks about it all the time.
But I can always tell, yeah, that she gets really excited when she talks about art and like what she's done, especially when she like sells a painting or something. That's fun to like see her talk about.
This passion is a reality of her life. How she plans to pursue it is going to be through her job. She's thinking about illustration for magazines or children's books, art direction management, art administration, graphic design, and technically just make a career out of her art. Getting to that point of that decision to pursue her passion was a little bit of a challenge.
It has been hard. I've done, I think, okay, in sophomore year, I don't know why, but I had never thought about what I was going to be when I was always like, oh yeah, art would be cool to do when I grow up. But I'd never really seriously thought, what is my career going to be? And it was so stressful for me because I was like, I do not freaking know where I want to go to college. This is hard. I was like, yeah, art sounds really cool. I did research on different paths I could take in the art field. And I think that over time, I would go back and forth just saying there's no, if I was feeling bad about my art, then I would be like, there's no way I can make a career out of this. This is not going to happen. I can't do this. And then I would freak out because then I would be like, oh my God, I'm not prepared to do any other career. What am I going to do? So it went back and forth. I'm pretty set on it now. I've been set on it for, I would say, since close to the middle / end of junior year. So it's been a while without me panicking and being totally just backing out. Cause I mean, I've had to go through the college application process, so there's not really any room to back out now. But yeah, so I'm kind of out of that phase, but there was a lot of doubt at first.
Paige has gotten closer to her passion by working on her skills and practicing what she loves. Through talking to her, I can tell that she is going into a job that she really loves and is really passionate about. She is looking forward to her future with her artwork.
I'm looking forward to trying to make a career for myself. I think that sounds exciting and hard, but also more exciting. And then I'm just looking forward to coming up with new ideas and being able to do them all, basically.
For WHJE, this has been Micah Hardesty, and this is Pursuing Passion.